This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan. Wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for a majlis of ilm, a majlis of dhikr, a majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently going through the text, Durusun fil qira'ati, lessons in reading, lessons in comprehension. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this is a level 2 text. Walhamdulillah. And we are currently in lesson number 3.2, insha'Allah, as per our numbering. 3.2 is all about what? Is about that scholar of Al-Islam, the doctor of Al-Islam, Abu Bakr al-Razi, rahimahullah. Let's read through the passage one more time, and then we'll move through the questions for 3.2, and also cover 3.3, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Remember, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, tajdeed of our niyyah. Tajdeed al-niyyah means that we must always keep our intention fresh, insha'Allah. Why are we studying the Arabic language? Because it's the language of the noble Quran, because it's the language of Al-Islam, because it's the language of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the language that the Sahaba, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Tabi'een, etc., those giants, that's the language that they spoke, walhamdulillah. And so, we want to understand what we are saying in our salah. When we read the verses of the noble Quran, we want to have some sort of understanding, insha'Allah. When we read the ahadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to understand firsthand what he had mentioned, walhamdulillah. Exercise 3.2. Kana Abu Bakr al-Raziyu aliman mashhuran. Abu Bakr al-Razi, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, father of Bakr, father of Bakr. This in Arabic is called a kunya, Abu something or something. In English we call it an agnomen. Usually it's after your eldest child. So if your eldest child is Muhammad, then you are regarded as Abu Muhammad. Your wife is regarded as Muhammad, mashallah. Kana Abu Bakr al-Raziyu aliman mashhuran. He was a famous scholar, mashhur. He was very famous. Min ulama al-Muslimin, of the ulama, the scholars. One alim, many ulama, of the scholars of the Muslimin. One Muslim, many Muslimun, many Muslimin. Jayid. Wala yazalu al-Muslimun, and Muslims have continued. They have continued. Jayid. يَسْتَفِيدُونَ مِنْ عُلُومِهِ. They still continue to benefit. يَسْتَفِيدُونَ. They benefit from his knowledge. الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ. His different types of knowledge. He was somebody who was schooled in medicine. He was somebody schooled in the Islamic sciences. الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ وَكُتُبِهِ الْكَثِيرَةِ. And his many books. Kutub is the plural of kitab. One kitab, many kutub. Remember, kitab is a non-rational word. And so its plural is treated as singular feminine. That's why our describing word, al-kathirati, feminine. Al-kathirati, because kutub before it is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Wa kutubihi al-kathirati, wa kutubihi al-kathirati. Let's read one more time. Move your lips with us. كان أبو بكر الرازي عالما مشهورا من علماء المسلمين ولا يزال المسلمون. لا يزال is from the sisters of كان. From the sisters of كان. كان وأخواتها. ولا يزال المسلمون. And Muslims continue. Muslims still. يستفيدون من علومه المختلفة وكتبه الكثيرة. عرف الرازي علوما كثيرة. Razi, he knew many different sciences. أهمها علم الطب. the most important from amongst the sciences that he knew, the matter of medicine. فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَ أَعْظَمَ طَبِيبٍ. He became أَعْظَمَ طَبِيبٍ. أَعْظَمَ جَيْد. He became the greatest, the mightiest doctor. فِي زَمَانِهِ. During his time period, during his era. وَصَارَ رَئِيسَ الْأَطِبَّاءِ. And Sara, and he became رَئِيسَ الْأَطِبَّاءِ. He became the head of the doctors. رَئِيس, رَأْسٌ is your head. رَئِيس, the head, the person in charge. رَئِيسَ الْأَطِبَّاءِ. One طَبِيبٌ, many أَطِبَّاءُ. So he became رَئِيسَ الْأَطِبَّاءِ. The head of all of the doctors, where? في بغداد. أين؟ في بغداد. في بغداد, the capital of the Muslim Empire. كتب الرازي كتبا عديدة. رازي, he wrote many, many books. كتبا عديدة, عديدة, many books. أهمها كتاب, the most important of them, which book? الحاوي في صناعة الطب. الحاوي في صناعة الطب. الحاوي في صناعة الطب. الذي صار أشهر كتاب, which became the most famous book. وأعظم مرجع, and one of the greatest reference works. رجع, رجع means to go back. So مرجع is a reference book that you go back to. لطالب الطب, لطالب الطب, or rather لطلاب الطب, for the students of medicine, for the students of medicine. والحمد لله. And in our previous majlis, يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we read through this passage. والحمد لله. Yalla, let's move on to the exercises. At tadribat, exercises. We need to pick out the true sentences from the false sentences. That which is sahih and that which is khata. Khata, incorrect. Number one. Arraziyu alimun min ulama'i nasara. Razi is a scholar from amongst the scholars of the Christians, the Nasara. Is that correct? Khata. That's incorrect. He is alimun min ulama'i al-muslimin. He is one of the scholars of the Muslims. Number two. Arafa al-Raziyu uluman kathiratan. Razi, he knew many different sciences. Sahih. That is correct. Number three. Kataba al-Raziyu kitaban wahidan faqat. كتب الرازي كتابا واحدا فقط. رازي, he only wrote one book. Is that correct? No. He wrote many books. كتبا عديدة. So, كتب الرازي كتابا واحدا فقط. Incorrect. That's خطأ. Number four. صار الرازي رئيس الأطباء في بغداد. He became the head of the doctors of Baghdad. Is that صحيح? Yes, that is صحيح. والحمد لله. He became the head of the doctors in Baghdad. جميل. Remember, Baghdad was the capital of the Abbasids, mashallah. Number two. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية إجابة كاملة. Answer the following questions with full answers. ما أهم علم. ما, what? أهم, most important. علم, which is the most important science, knowledge. عرفه الرازي, which is the most important science that Razi knew. جيد. So, جواب would be أهم علم عرفه الرازي. أهم علم عرفه الرازي هو علم الطبي. The most important science that Ar-Razi knew about was the science of medicine. Again, ما أهم علم عرفه الرازي. جواب, أهم علم عرفه الرازي هو علم الطبي. هو علم الطبي. هو علم الطبي. Excellent. Number two. ما اسم الكتاب الذي كتبه في الطب. ما اسم الكتاب الذي كتبه في الطب. What's the important book? What's the name of the book which he wrote in medicine? الحاوي في صناعة الطب. الحاوي في صناعة الطب. Or you could say هو الحاوي في صناعة الطب. It is الحاوي في صناعة الطب. جميل. Number three. أين عاش عاش means to live. أين عاش الرازي؟ أين عاش الرازي؟ Where did الرازي live؟ جواب عاش في بغداد. عاش في بغداد. عاش في بغداد. He lived in بغداد. والحمد لله. Exercise number three. Change the following sentences like found in the example. الرازي طبيب عظيم. الرازي طبيب عظيم. الرازي طبيب عظيم. رازي is a great doctor. Let's change now. الرازي أعظم طبيب. الرازي أعظم طبيب. الرازي أعظم طبيب. رازي is the greatest doctor. أعظم طبيب. He is the greatest doctor. Now let's change the following sentences. Let's see. أحمد طالب طويل. أحمد طالب طويل. أحمد is a tall student. Let's make it into أحمد is the tallest student. أحمد أطول طالب. أحمد أطول طالب. أحمد أطول طالب. أطول طالب. أطول طالب. أحمد أطول أطول tallest طالب. He's the tallest student. هذه حديقة جميلة. هذه حديقة جميلة. هذه حديقة جميلة. This is a beautiful garden. هذه حديقة جميلة. This is a beautiful garden. Let's change it. هذه أجمل 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 حديقة. هذه أجمل حديقة. هذه أجمل حديقة. هذه أجمل حديقة. هذه أجمل حديقة في البلد. This is the most beautiful garden in the country. هذه أجمل حديقة. حديقة. Excellent. هذا فصل كبير. This is a big classroom. هذا أكبر فصل. Changed it now. هذا أكبر فصل. هذا أكبر فصل. هذا أكبر فصل. This is the biggest classroom. هذا أكبر فصل. هذا أكبر فصل. This is the biggest classroom. والحمد لله. Again, هذا أكبر فصل. Number four. هذه سيارة سريعة. هذه سيارة سريعة. What's سريعة? سريعة means fast. This is a fast car. هذه سيارة سريعة. سريعة is describing the car. This is a fast car. هذه سيارة سريعة. هذه سيارة سريعة. Change it. This is the fastest car. هذه أسرع أسرع سيارة. هذه أسرع سيارة. هذه أسرع سيارة. هذه أسرع سيارة. هذه أسرع سيارة. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. So we've covered أطول tallest, أجمل most beautiful, أكبر biggest, أسرع fastest. جميل. Number four. Join between that which is in column Alif with that which is in column B. جيد. So words and its meanings. عديدة. عديدة means كثيرة. عديدة كثيرة. Same meaning. عديدة كثيرة means a lot. عديدة كثيرة. عديدة كثيرة. عديدة كثيرة. ما شاء الله. Number two. معروف. So and so is معروف. معروف is known. He's not مجهول. He's not unknown. معروف. معروف. This matter is معروف. Everybody knows about it. معروف gels with مشهور. مشهور. Famous. معروف and مشهور go together. جميل. عهد. عهد means an era, a time period. جيد. During the time. عهد. The عهد of the خلفاء الراشدين. The period of the خلفاء الراشدين. So عهد and زمن. عهد and زمن go together. عهد and زمن. Ahdun and Zamanun. You can say the Ahd of Abu Bakr, the Zaman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Thus, we have completed exercise 3.2. We've read through the passage about Abu Bakr al-Razi, rahimahullah, that scholar who was a great doctor, masha'Allah. We went through exercise 1, true and false. Exercise 2, we had some questions there. Exercise number 3, we made those forms. أَطُوَلُ طَالِبٍ, tallest student. أَجْمَلُ حَدِيقَةٍ, most beautiful garden. And lastly, number 4, we linked up the words which were similar in meaning. Now we move on to exercise 3.3, inshallah. التَدْرِيبَاتُ الْكِتَابِيَّةُ, التَدْرِيبَاتُ الْكِتَابِيَّةُ, that these exercises that you should write down, inshallah, writing exercises. Fill in the blanks, and they give us some answers in the column there from which we choose. Number 1, blank. نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ, we are waiting for the doctor. نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ, نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ, نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ. What option can we choose here? حَتَّامَ, حَتَّامَ, until when? You're gonna wait for the doctor. حَتَّامَ, حَتَّامَ, نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ, until when we're gonna wait for the doctor. حَتَّامَ, نَنْتَظِرُ الطَّبِيبَ. Number 2, أَخَذْتُ الدَّوَاءَ, أَخَذْتُ الدَّوَاءَ, I got the medication, I took the medication. مِنَ الصَّيْدِلِيَّةِ, from the pharmacy. أَخَذْتُ الدَّوَاءَ مِنَ الصَّيْدِلِيَّةِ, دَوَاءَ, because it's the object, I took the medicine, the medication from the pharmacy. Number 3, أُفَضِّلُ something عَلَى الْحُقَنِ, I prefer something over حقن. حقن is the injection. أفضل الأقراص, أفضل الأقراص, أفضل الأقراص, I prefer pills, tablets over injection. أفضل الأقراص على الحقن. جميل. Number 4, حسن something بألم في بطنه, ألم is pain, في بطنه, بطنه, بطن is the belly, the stomach. So حسن يشعر, حسن is experiencing. حسن يشعر بألم في بطنه, حسن يشعر بألم في بطنه, حسن يشعر بألم في بطنه, حسن يشعر بألم في بطنه. حسن is experiencing pain in his belly, in his stomach. Number 5, وضعت, I put, مقياس something تحت لساني, مقياس something تحت, under لساني, under my tongue. I put what? مقياس الحرارة, مقياس الحرارة, thermometer. وضعت مقياس الحرارة تحت لساني, وضعت مقياس الحرارة تحت لساني, وضعت مقياس الحرارة تحت لساني. I put the thermometer under my tongue. لساني, my tongue. كتابي, my book. قلمي, my pen. Excellent. Number 6, something تضحك يا أخي, مما تضحك, due to what are you laughing, my brother? Why are you laughing, my brother? مما, من ما, من ما, from what? Due to what? Because of what are you laughing, my brother? مما تضحك يا أخي, مما تضحك يا أخي, مما تضحك يا أخي, مما تضحك يا أخي. Why are you laughing, oh my brother? Due to what are you laughing, oh my brother? جميل. أخي, my brother. جميل. Exercise number 2, rearrange the following words to make a sentence which makes sense. So they give us يستفيدون, to benefit, علومه, his knowledge, المسلمون, يزال, لا, and من. جيد. So let's begin with لا. لا يزال, لا يزال. جيد continues, they are still. لا يزال المسلمون, لا يزال المسلمون يستفيدون من علومه. لا يزال المسلمون يستفيدون من علومه. Muslims still continue to benefit from his knowledge. لا يزال المسلمون يستفيدون من علومه. لا يزال المسلمون, لا يزال المسلمون, لا يزال المسلمون يستفيدون من علومه لا يزال المسلمون يستفيدون من علومه جميل. Number two, شراباً is a drink. أقراصاً pills, tablets, تريد and the alif of questioning. أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ Do you want pills or do you want a syrup? شراب here would mean the medicine which is in a liquid form, the syrup. أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ أقراصاً تريد أم شراباً؟ Number three. الكتاب تدرسه الذي اسم ما؟ ما اسم الكتاب الذي تدرسه؟ ما اسم الكتاب الذي تدرسه؟ What's the name of the book that you are studying? ما اسم الكتاب الذي تدرسه؟ What's the name of the book that you are studying? ما اسم الكتاب الذي تدرسه؟ ما اسم الكتاب الذي تدرسه؟ Number four. جيد. مرجع is reference. عندي, I have. مهم, important. الطب, medicine. And في, عندي مرجع مهم في الطب. عندي مرجع مهم في الطب. عندي مرجع مهم في الطب. I have an important reference work in medicine. والحمد لله. Exercise number three. Ponder over the following. تأمل ponder. أنت تحترم العلماء. You respect the علماء. You honor, you show احترام to the علماء. You are somebody who respects the علماء and honors the علماء. Again, أنت تحترم العلماء. You're speaking to one guy. أنت تحترم العلماء. يا سليمان. أنت تحترم العلماء. يا بلال. أنت تحترم العلماء. يا أحمد. Next one. أنتي, speaking to a girl now, speaking to a female. أنتي تحترمين العلماء. أنتي تحترمين العلماء. أنتي تحترمين العلماء يا فاطمة. أنتي تحترمين العلماء يا زينب. أنتي تحترمين العلماء يا سمية. Number three. أنتم تحترمون العلماء يا طلاب. أنتم تحترمون العلماء. أنتم تحترمون العلماء يا أولاد. You people respect the علماء. Speaking to a group of only males or a mixed group. أنتم تحترمون العلماء. أنتم تحترمون العلماء. أنتم تحترمون العلماء. Number four. جيد. Speaking to a group of only females, only women. أنتن تحترمن. أنتن تحترمن العلماء. أنتن تحترمن العلماء يا أخوات. أنتن تحترمن العلماء يا أخوات. أنتن تحترمن العلماء. أنتن تحترمن العلماء يا أخوات. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. جميل. Now they give us a quick exercise here and we need to fill in the blanks. So they say here we need to use the word تعرف. جيد. So أنت تعرف, you know. But if it's أنت تعرفين. أنت تعرفين الطب. أنت تعرفين الطب. You know about medicine يا فاطمة. أنت تعرفين الطب. أنت تعرفين الطب يا فاطمة. أنت تعرفين الطب يا فاطمة. Next one. أنتم تعرفون الطب يا طلاب. أنتم تعرفون الطب. أنتم تعرفون الطب. You people know medicine, oh students. And the last one there. أنتن, speaking to a group of only females. أنتن تعرفن. أنتن تعرفن الطب يا أخوات. أنتن تعرفن الطب يا أخوات. والحمد لله. And similar to that, they give us another word here. تتناول. تتناول means to take down, to eat, to have. تتناول. Then they begin with أنتي. أنتي. أنتي تتناولين الدواء. You are taking the medicine, oh Fatima. أنتي تتناولين الدواء. أنت تتناولين الدواء، أنت تتناولين الدواء يا فاطمة، أنت تتناولين الدواء يا سمية، أنت تتناولين الدواء يا خديجة. إكسلنت. أنتم تتناولون الدواء يا أولاد، أنتم تتناولون الدواء. You people are having medicine, you are taking medicine. The next one, أنتن, group of only females. أنتن تتناولن، أنتن تتناولن، أنتن تتناولن الدواء. والحمد لله، ما شاء الله. Exercise number 4. Enter the word لا يزال. لا يزال is a sister of كان. لا يزال means still. It means to continue. Right? Let's see. الطقس بارد. الطقس بارد. الطقس بارد. الطقس بارد. What's طقس? طقس means weather. الطقس بارد. The weather is cold. لا يزال الطقس باردا. لا يزال الطقس باردا. لا يزال. We bring in لا يزال. That the weather is still. جيد. الطقس is still باردا. So لا يزال الطقس. So لا يزال. And then we said that this is a sister of كان. And so الطقسو will be like the ism of لا يزالو. It will be مرفوع. لا يزالو الطقسو. لا يزالو الطقسو باردا باردا باردا. جيد. The ism and the خبر of لا يزالو. لا يزالو الطقسو باردا باردا is منسوب. Let's see. الصداع شديد. الصداع شديد. The headache is severe. لا يزالو الصداع. لا يزالو الصداع شديدا. لا يزال الصداع شديدا. The headache is still severe. How's your headache now, brother? لا يزال الصداع شديدا. لا يزال الصداع شديدا. لا يزال الصداع شديدا. The headache is still severe. Next one. المطر نازل. The rain is coming down. المطر نازل. المطر نازل. لا يزال المطر. لا يزال المطر نازلا. The rain is still coming down. لا يزال المطر نازلا. منصوب. لا يزال المطر نازلا. The rain is still coming down. لا يزال means still. It means it continues. جيد. الطالب مريض. The student is sick. الطالب مريض. The student is sick. لا يزال الطالب مريضا. لا يزال الطالب مريضا. The student is still sick. لا يزال الطالب مريضا. The student is still sick. محمد غائب. Where's محمد? أين محمد? أين محمد? Then somebody says محمد غائب. محمد is absent. لا يزال محمد غائبا. لا يزال محمد غائبا. لا يزال محمد غائبا. لا يزال محمد غائبا. محمد is still absent. الله مستعان. لا يزال محمد غائبا. Excellent. Lastly, العدد numbers. This is a new one. هؤلاء. These. هؤلاء. مئة طالب. These are 100 students. هؤلاء مئة طالب. هؤلاء مئة طالب. مئة 100. And then the word after it is مجرور. هؤلاء مئة طالب. هؤلاء مئة طالب. هؤلاء مئة طالب. What if it was 100 female students? هؤلاء مئة طالبة. هؤلاء still applies. هؤلاء مئة طالبة. 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 والحمد لله، ما شاء الله، تبارك الله. يا عبد الله، يا أمة الله، والحمد لله. We have completed exercise 3.2 and exercise 3.3. ما شاء الله، تبارك الله. Before we end off this majlis, let us go through a few verses and a few ahadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the text Tahdhib al-Akhlaq by Allama Abdul Hay al-Hasani, the father of Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah. So the author continues in the chapter related to Tawheed. Remember, we are all muwahidun. We are those who affirm the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not mushrikun. Rather, we are muwahidun, people of tawheed. Walhamdulillah. He states that the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Noble Quran, verse in Surah Yusuf 39 and 40. Ya sahibay sijin, O the companions, the two companions in the jail. Ya sahibay sijni, a arbabun mutafarriquna khairun am Allahu al-wahidul qahhar? O my two companions of the prison, I ask you, is it better to have many lords differing amongst themselves? Is that better? Or to have one supreme God? What's better, Jayid? أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارُ? Or to have one lord who is powerful, who is overpowering? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا? You people are not worshipping except what you've gave names to. You've chosen all of these gods and you've given names to them, Jayid. أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. You people and your forefathers chose up all of these gods and set up all of these gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sent down any proof with regards to this matter. There's no sultan. Sultan here means a proof. There's no proof for all of this. There's no evidence for any of this. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The hukm, the ruling is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Judgment belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا. And he has ordered, he has judged, he has stated that none should be worshipped except him. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the correct path. That is the correct religion, Jayid. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people, they don't know. Most of the people do not follow in this matter here. Allahum musta'an, Allahum musta'an. So let's read the verse one more time. Ya sahibay as-sijnu a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun am Allahu al-wahid al-qahhar? Ma ta'buduna min dunihi illa asma'an sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum. Ma anzala Allahu biha min sultan. That which you people are worshipping and your forefathers, you set up, you've given names to all of these idols and all of these isms and schisms, etc. All those that you are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have absolutely no proof or evidence for this. In il hukmu illa lillah, judgment solely belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has ordered, He has ruled. Amara alla ta'budu illa iyyah, that one should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the correct path. That is the correct religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people don't know. Allahu musta'an. Also the verse in Surah Kahf, which we recite every Friday. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered to say in Surah Kahf there. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I am a human being. Mithlukum, like you people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being like the other human beings. Many a times in the Noble Quran, the mushrikeen, they said, how can we follow a human being? Rather, Allah should send angels down, and so then we will follow the angels. And what's the response? Well, if there were angels walking on earth, then Allah would have sent angels as a messenger. But human beings are walking the earth, so Allah sent a human being as the messenger. Jayid. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am a human being like you people. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. What's the difference? Revelation comes to me. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Revelation has come to me that your Lord is only one. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever hopes in the meeting with his Rabb, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then let him do good actions. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ. And he should not make any shirk. بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. In one's worship with Allah, don't make any shirk whatsoever. Not 1%, not 50%, not 100%, not 20%. Don't make any shirk when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. This is towards the end of Surah Kahf. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Then, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in this chapter related to Tawheed, the father of Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimahullah, he brings the famous hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, qala, لَمَّا بَعَثَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was dispatching, was sending who? Mu'adha ibn Jabal, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the famous companion, the leader of the ulama on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sending him to where? To Yemen. Nahwa ahli al-Yemen. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sending him to the people of Yemen. Qala lahu, he said to him. Who said to who? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh. When he was sending Mu'adh to Yemen. Innaka taqdumu, you will be coming across, you will be coming to, you will come across, ala qawmin, upon some people, qawm, a nation, people, min ahli al-kitab, from amongst the people of the book, you will come across people of the book, people who are either Jews or Christians. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ, then let it be that the first, مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ, that which you invite them, that you call them, إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ, the first matter that you should call them towards is that they should make the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the first matter, eat with your right hand, not the first matter, wear a hat in salah, not the first matter, how to dress, not the first matter, how to comb your hair, not the first matter, how to perform Eid Salah. No. The first matter should be the matter of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The matter of Tawheed. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهَ, that they should make the Tawheed of Allah. That they should accept and believe that there is only one deity worthy of worship. They must accept and they must only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوا ذلك, if they know that, if they understand that, if they do that, فَأَخْبِرُهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ, then inform them that Allah has obliged upon them خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ, 5 prayers, فِي يَوْمِهِمْ, in their day, وَلَيْلَتِهِمْ, and in their night, 5 prayers every day. So number one, that they should make the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after they've done that and they accept that, then inform them that Allah has obliged upon them 5 daily prayers. Walhamdulillah. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Walhamdulillah. Another hadith, عن معاذ ابن جبل رضي الله عنه قال, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, now معاذ says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, يا معاذ أتدري ما حق الله على العباد, O معاذ, do you know what is the right of Allah upon his slaves? Ma haqqullahi, what's the haqq of Allah? What's the right of Allah? Ala al-ibadi, upon his servants, upon his slaves. Qala Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lamu, Mu'az said, Allah and the Rasul, they know better. Qala an ya'buduhu wa la yushriku bihi shay'a, that the right of Allah upon the servants, the slaves, is that they should only worship Allah and they should not make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must not worship anyone besides Allah. Jayid. Atadri ma haqquhum alayhi, and O Mu'adh, do you know what's the rights of the servants upon Allah? The rights of the slaves upon Allah? Do we have a right upon Allah? The answer is yes. What is it? Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Mu'adh said, Allah and his Rasul, they know better. Qala, Allah yu'adhibahum, Allah yu'adhibahum, that Allah must not punish them. If they obey this matter, if they make the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they do not commit any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have a right upon Allah that Allah will not punish them. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we will suffice there bi'ithnillahi ta'ala for this majlis until we meet again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the people of Tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the people of the Sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, that our Rabb grant us in this dunya goodness. Wa fil akhirati hasana, and in the hereafter hasana goodness. Wa qina adhab an-nar, and save us from the punishment of the nar, of the fire. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.